Hey fans, I'm Ryan Mink. I am here with third round pick tight end Crockett Gilmore. Crockett, thanks for joining us. First of all, just what was your draft day like?
We got up that morning and I obviously talked to Weston Richburg. He's our center from Colorado State. He's from my hometown. So we got together, waited on some guys to fly in from Colorado, the offensive line. And then we just got together, hung out with family. And then Weston went early in the second, and then I had to wait wait for the call. And sitting around, I'm glad I got to the Ravens. That was Ozzie obviously called, and it was a huge deal. And obviously a Hall of Fame tight end calling you. You know who it is when he says, "Well, this is Ozzie." I was like, "This is the Baltimore Ravens." So I was excited, and yeah, it was just a fun day. We got together with the O-line after that and went out and had some fun.
So what does Ozzie say to you when he calls you?
He was kind of just piddling around. He was like, "Well, who's called tonight?" And I told him. And he's like, "Oh, that's cool." He's like, "So, oh, when's our pick in?" He kept asking, "When's our pick in?" He goes, "Oh, the pick's in, huh?" And he kind of sat there. And the pick was coming up, and I was looking at my mom, and I was like, "Well, if the pick's in, he's on the phone with me. I hope it's me." And then sure enough, he goes, "Oh, yeah, you're a Raven. Here's Coach Kubiak." And I was like, "Oh, thanks, Ozzie." You know, wait till the last second. And then everybody just rushed in the room, and it was awesome.
That is pretty awesome. So you have a big party, and what's it like to see Weston get drafted? And then, you know, everybody's probably celebrating him, and you're like, "Hold up, guys. You know, I got to go too."
Yeah, everybody's outside celebrating. I kind of just locked myself in my parents' room. Obviously, I went and, you know, congratulated him, but then it was my time. Wait, and then we got to celebrate together afterwards, and we had another day together. And anytime we'll go home, we'll be together. But it was awesome. Awesome experience. I mean, I don't know how many towns of 130 people have two guys drafted, but we do. So right. We're excited.
And I think fans probably don't know that you are a Texas boy through and through. And you have a lot of pride. Just looking at your Twitter account, you have a lot of Texas pride. Just what is it about Texas?
You know, I went to Colorado to play college, and really the whole atmosphere was like, "Oh, look how much pride we have in Colorado." We're like, Weston and I are like, "Y'all have no idea what's going on." You know, it was something you didn't really notice you had when you were growing up, but to leave and then come back, you understood. And obviously I didn't get recruited by any Texas school, so I had a little bitterness towards them, but I'll always be a Texas kid. And anytime we go home, you know, and anybody asks where you're from, it's from Texas. Colorado State was part of us, but that's not where we're from.
And how did you view yourself in this tight end class? There are, you know, a few really good tight ends, and you were right in that class. Did you feel like you were one of the most complete guys in terms of catching and blocking?
You know, I got to tip my hat to some of those guys. They're good receivers. But for the most part, there's maybe two or three guys that were true tight ends and could put their hand on the ground. And I pride myself on being able to block. And I think there's, like I said, one or two other guys that could do that. And I think that this system fits. I mean, this is where you want to be as a tight end. And obviously we've got some good players around us. And come in and learn from Owen and Dennis and those guys. So, like I said, there's some good receivers out there, but in terms of a Y and a true tight end, I think it was right there at the top.
Nice. All right, well, we look forward to seeing what you can do on the football field. Yes, thanks a lot, Crockett.
Thank you.